Gemara on the bottom of that Tzadik Amud Aleph, Clarida Shaila in the Sugya of Loisachsim Sharbadisha, which has been the topic du jour for the last few days. And that is, could a Yid tell a guy to take his para and to thresh with it, with a muzzle on it, or can he not? What's the Shaila? The guy doesn't have the Isser, the Yid's not doing it, so based on that, it should be okay. It's because we know there's something called Amir La'akum, which underpins Hilchas Shabbos. And the Shaila of the Gemara was whether this Isser Amir La'akum, which we find in Hilchas Shabbos, was stated dafka in the words of the Gemara, Le'inyin Shabbos the Isser Skila, Aval Chasima, Le'isachsim Sharbadishai, the Isser Lav, which all it is an Isser Lav. Like, by the way, Le'isachsim Sharbadishai is not just the Lav, right? It's the prototypical, quintessential, and every other cliche you can think of, Lav, right? What type of lav does someone have to be over in order to get malchus? It has to be dumya de lav de chasima. This is Perek Eloi Naloikin 101. In fact, most of the halachas and hilchas malchus, most times, where if a person's over a loisa say, the halachas he doesn't get malchus, it's because it's not dumya de lav de chasima. You don't get malchus on a lav shein by maisa, why not? Because loisachsim sharbedish is a lav sheish by maisa. You don't get malchus for a lav shenitik say, why? Because loisachsim sharbedish is not a lav shenitik say. You don't get malchus on a lav that's nitin lazaras misas bezdin. Why? Because loisachsim Sharbadish is not Nitin Lazarus Mises Bezen. You don't get Malchus on a lav that's Nitin Letashlumen, right? Ein Rambam Perak Alpha Loch Alpha Nulchus Kedeva. Why? Because Lysachsim Sharbadish is also not Nitin Letashlumen. So Lysachsim Sharbadish is a paradigm, underrated lav. But the bottom line is, all it is a lav Alma. And if all it is a lav Alma, clears the Gemara. It could be Bechai Gavna, there was no Amir Lak. The Meisen, the Gemara tried being Poshet, this Shiloh, from the Braisa on the top of the Amid that related to the laws of Leisachsim Shabbadishai. The Gemara said, you have no raya. Then the Gemara thought that maybe you could bring a raya from Avu Deshmul, because it sounds like Avu Deshmul once imposed a major knas on the Bnei Marava, who used to allow their non-Jewish neighbors and their non-Jewish ayavim to take their animals and castrate it for them. And the Gemara assumed probably the issue that Avu Deshmul had with it is that they were being over Amir la'akum, which is a shvos, even though there is it to be mesaras an animal, it's not an iseskila, it's not Shabbos. All it is a la'abam, but the Gemara was doicha. It could be the Bnei Marav held like Rav Chitka, who holds that it's also even for a ben noyach to be mesaras. And the reason Avu Deshmul was very disappointed in what was going on is because he held that the Yidden would be over lifnei ivel loisich nei michshol by allowing the Bnei Noyach to go and to be mesaras the animals. The bottom line is, the Gemara really left this Shaila unresolved. Which means, le'in yoneinu, halacha l'maisa, tachlas, is there an Issa Amir la'akum outside of Hilchas Shabbos, outside of Issa Skila, or is there not an Issa Amir la'akum? Now, we're not going to talk about this, but just learning the Gemara, the diak is not even so subtle. What were the Gemara's two tzadim? One tzad was, maybe Amir la'akum is only true by Shabbos, which is an Issa Skila. But Chasima, which is an Isolav, not. Or maybe it's true even by an Isolav. On the tzad, that it's not true by an Isolav. Okay, so when is it going to be true? The Gemara's Lashon is Le'inyin Shabbos, which is an Isoskiva. From the Lashon of the Gemara, it sounds a little bit like it's not going to be true only for Shabbos. It's going to be true for anything Dumya the Shabbos, which is an Isoskiva. So for example, Amir La'akum as it relates to any Isoskiva will be in effect. What if it's an Issa Srefa or Herig and Chenek? I don't know, maybe not. It's Skila, according to the Chachamim, is the most Chomer of the Arba Mises Bezmach, like Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. But according to the Chachamim, it could be, even if it's a Chayv and Mises Bezin, it's not going to be in effect. It's interesting that to the extent that the Gemara has a tzad, that the Issa Amir al-Akim was said dafka by Shabbos, Mechatesi, it would be true for all Issa Skila. Maybe it's only true for Shabbos. Why Shabbos? Shabbos is shakel keneged kol ha'Torah kula. There's many gemaras that discuss nafkaminas lahalacha as it relates to that. So the bottom line is that it sounds a little from the lashon of the gemara that even on the tzad that there's no amir la'akum by loisachsim sharbedishai, but it could be by all isurei skila. Yeah, again, you have to understand the two tzadim a little bit better. But the bottom line is, as it relates to an issa lav, that's what we're talking about, that is unresolved. So what's the bottom line? The short answer, it's a big tumult in the Rishonim. If you take a look at the Rosh, right here in our Gemara, so the Rosh, Simin Vav, says as follows, Kosev HaRayvet, Dahach Boyed HaChasim Eloi Ifshata. This Iboy in our Gemara, whether it's Zamir L'Akabai and Isalav is an Iboy D'lo Yivshito. And for that reason, says the Ravid, the Ozlina Makula. And if that's the case, you go Makula. And the Halacha is going to be that if you have a situation of Amir L'Akam, it could be Mekel, it's something that's mutter to go ahead and do L'Chatchila. Why Ozlina Makula? It's Pasha, because Amir L'Akam is an Issa D'Rabban, and all it is a Shvus. And being that all it is a Shvus, so it's for that reason, by an Issa D'Rabbanon, in our case, where we have a Suffolk, so that Loch is Fake D'Rabbanon L'Kula. Says the Rosh, I'm skipping a few lines. V'nira d'efshita shaper. I disagree. I think the Gemara was Poshered. I don't know, we just learned the daf. Didn't sound like the Gemara was Poshered. Says the Rosh, yeah. Because v'shinuya d'rapapa d'moiki b'nei rap marava k'rapchit go lesa. Because really the Gemara had a riot from Avu d'Shmuel. That you see Avu d'Shmuel, he penalized the chevra that were allowing the goyim to go and be messiahs their animals. And the Gemara assumed for sure, what was the reason he penalized them? Because of Amir Lach. The Gemara was doicha that the b'nei marava held like Rav Chitka. And the reason he penalized them is because they were being over if they even see the mikshel. But says the Rosh, that teretz is lesser. The abaya, the rava, the ravashi, umereimar, umarzutra, the hani trechasidi, ismuhu da Avu d'Shmuel. Because you see that they all held of Avu d'Shmuel. You see, all the Amirom were being mefalful in the halach of Avu d'Shmuel, yet, v'les hilchasol ki Rav Chitka. Nobody holds like Rav Chitka. See, he says, if the Gemara would have stopped right there, and the Yidden and the Chachamim and Bavel would not have been telling their constituents and their chevron congregants what the halach is as it relates to Avu d'Shmuel, okay, I would say maybe Avu d'Shmuel only opined for the B'nai Marav. The B'nai Marav punked out like Rav Chitka, so for them it's negay. But all that Mayron that chimed in, the Machlik Zabai Varav to the extent of the Knas, Meimer Mazucha, what they used to do, Hani Trei Chasidi, Rav Ashi and Rav Achi, right? All these different names that were mentioned, Mamash, the G'doyli, G'doyli, Amayron, are all opining, and they're talking to the Chachmei Bavel, and the Chachmei Bavel Zechid don't hold of Rav Chitka. So why are they handling this halach? Oh, must be because of Amir Lakum. So says the Rosh, I don't know what you're talking about. Avada we were pushed at the Shaila. Klapi the B'nai Marava. But look at the next Gemara with all the Amiram that are talking about it. And if that's the case, it's a Mefurish Gemara that what? That you see the Zamir La'akum as it relates to this to be Masaras an animal. If that's the case, it's going to be true for Leisachs and Sharbadishai. And if that's the case, it's going to be true for all Chayve Lavin. So the bottom line is, according to the Ravid, the Gemara was never poshed. If the Gemara was never poshed, it's a Safik. It's a Sveiki Durabana because Amir Lakam is a Shvos. Sveiki Durabana Lakulos. There's no Amir Lakam. The Rosh says, no, I hold that the Gemara was poshed. And if the Gemara was poshed, there's no question then that we are going to go Lachum. The Rambam in Hilchas Kalayim, Perak Aleph Halacha Gimel says, quote, Umutter loyma legoy, lizroy aloy kile Ezra. A Yid is allowed to tell a goy to go plant for him. Kil Ezra, meaning, even though this is something called Kile Akerem, but Mutter Loima Lagoy, Lizroya Loy Kalayim. There is no Issa Amir La'akum as it relates to Kalayim. The Ravid brings this Rambam, it's a little bit of an Arichos, and the last line says the Ravid, V'oit Amir Lagoy, Be'isser Lav, Boyev Aloyev Shita. The Rambam said that it's Mutter to tell a guy to plant Kalayim for you. To me, this is mamish the ibayim bava metziyat daf tzadik amar aleph, and it's an ibayim dola yivshita ulechumra bava metziyat daf tzadik. And if it's an ibayim dola yivshita, so then you have no choice, but you have to go lechumra. So the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel in the sugya of kalayim says that even though you're not allowed to plant kalayim, you're allowed to tell a guy to plant kalayim. There's no amir la'akum. The Ravid says, what are you talking about? There's no amir la'akum. Of course, there's an amir la'akum. Why? Because it's an ibayim dola yivshita, and if it's an ibayim dola yivshita, you have to go lechumra. So two kashas. Number one, if it's an ibayim dola yivshita, you should go to chumra. If it's an ibayim dola yivshita, you should go to kula. We just said amir lakum zoshvus, and if that's the case, you should go to kula. But there's a bigger kasha. It's a serious arrived. The arrived, the Rosh brings in Perak Asoichas Apayilim. Unzer arrived says why? Because of arrived, the ach bayi the kasima lo yivshita, the azlinon lekula. And here the arrived says the oid amir lagoy beisala bayv lo yivshita ule. Chumra, it's mamash hastiris arayvet. So we know that the emes is you can't ask stiris in the arayvet. You know who was megala that to us? The chida. The chida in the Shem Agdoilim, when he talks about the arayvet, this is in Erech Aleph, so the chida famously says that you have to know there were three arayvets. Arayvet Arishayim, the arayvet Asheni, the arayvet Ashlishi, and he discusses which one of the Ravids wrote which one of the Chiburim, and at the end he says as follows, V'dovar zeh yil v'zikor in Talmid de Beirav, that if you're someone that learns, and you go through Rishonim, you have to remember this, you can't forget it. D'kashayiru ha-mechabrim ha-Ravid, v'yiksha aleyah midivei ha-Ravid ba-Sogya. So for example, you're going to see the Ravid in one of his Sfarim, and you're going to have a steer to something that the Ravid said in his Asogas on the Rabbim. Ayim ba'ayim yiru im harav ha-mechaber shekoyse mishev ha-Ravid kavanose al rav ha-bezdin shechibet sefer ha-eshkol, or maybe it's one of the other Ravids. So says the Chido v'dover zeh yil v'zikar tamid de-dvei rav, you have to remember that you can't ask steers in the Ravid so fast, because you have to know which Ravid is which. So you have a steer, the Rosh says kosav ha-Ravid. Which Ravid? I don't know which Ravid. This Ravid, we know who it is. It's the Ravid that's the Baal HaSogas. But the Ravid that the Rosh brings, we don't know who he is. And because we don't know who this Ravid is, so obviously, but Muscharishan, you can't ask such a stira in a Ravid. Demis is, Chasam Sofer in a Trufa. It's in Chesha Mishpat, it's in Simen Kuf Pei Hei. He asks the stira in the Ravid, and he says it's not a kasha. Why? Because Masha Kosev, me Ravid Perak Alf Miki. Kilayim. It seems the Shoyl was the one that asked this kasha to the Chasam Sofer. Im ki arosh, bov mitziya, perek zayin, simen zayin, maisi me raivet tomim deyim. So the Chasam Sofer knew which raivet it was. It's the raivet in the Sefer tomim deyim. Vizeo a raivet bahasogis, vetrei raivet hava. One line, is it two different raivets? So if it's two different raivets, so you can't ask a stira. Bechlal, the Chasam Sofer is mefalf a little bit in the raivet, who's the Baal HaSogas, and he says that I think there's a Toy Sofer in the raivet. So he explains what the Toy Sofer is. We have the raivet, that being that it's a Sofik, it was an Ibayit Leivshita, so therefore you go to Chumrah. Says the Chasam Sofer, I think it was a Toyus, and the Ravid didn't mean to say that it was an Ibayit Leivshita, to the contrary. What he meant to say was that it was an Ibayit Deivshita, like the Rosh says in our sugya, and it's for that reason that the Ravid said that you have to be machmer, because fakaret, the Gemara came out and the Gemara was poshet. And the Chasam Sofer says, I'll bring you a raya that my girsa and the Ravid is the right girsa, because the Mishnah Melech in the end of Hilchas Chiras brings the sheet of the Smag, that the Smag said that it's an ibayd leivshita whether the zamir la'akum by an iser lav, and being that it's an ibayd leivshita, you go with chumra. And the Mishnah Melech is matmi on the Smag. He says, how could the Smag say sofik amir la'akum, you go with chumra? It's a pella. Safik amir la'akim, you go to chumra. It's a safik derabbanan, you should go to kula. Freit Chasam Sofer, the Mishnah Melech found a smag. Mishnah Melech wrote his chibur on the Rambam. This is not his sugya. It's a mefurish ha'asog. As the Teretz is, he says the Mishnah Melech had my girsa that I think is the right girsa and derive it, and that's why the Mishnah Melech never asked the kasha, says the Chasam Sofer. Incidentally, as it relates to this kasha, the Mishnah Melech, how could it be that Safik Amir La'akim, you're going to go to Chumra? Yizicha should have to go to Kula, right? It's in Sveikid Rabbanah. So the Chasam Sofer says a Dover Nifla Ein Sham, but it's Mamish a Dover Nifla. He says that Safik Amir La'akim regarding Leisach Simshar B'disha is an Issa, Safik Issa Deiraisa. Safik Amir La'akim Be'etzim is a Safik Rabbanah. But Safik Amir La'akim, when it comes to Leisach and Shor B'disha, it's a Sveke Dei Raisa. And he says the reason is because to the extent that it's Leisach and Shor B'disha, you're Oivet Tzar Balechaim Dei Raisa, and it's going to be a problem. He says, because the emes is like this. We know that Tzar Balechaim Dei Raisa. If that's the case, why do I even need a Pasuk of Leisach and Shor B'disha? Take it, Leit Tzar Balechaim. The Teretz is, because the Ramah brings Kiyodua, that even though Tzar Balechaim is Dei Raisa, but if you want to use it for your own personal use, that's something you're allowed to do. Once the Torah said, however, Leisachsim Shor B'disha, Zochtech Sam Sofer, now if you're Chosim, now it's going to come out, you're over already, Tzar Balechaim Dei Raisa. And he says, even if the Rabbanon said that you're not allowed to do it, that would be enough to say that it's a Tzar Balechaim, it would be a Tzar Balechaim Dei Raisa. So Davka over here in the Sugya of Leisachsim Shor B'disha, that's where the Smag Paskin, it's a grace of pilpul, ayin chon. But the bottom line is, there's a lot going on here in the Rishayim, right? So what's the bottom line? It was in Ibayit Leivshita. So what do we do with this? We have the Ravid in the Rosh, in our sugya, where the Ravid says that being that it's a Safik Rabbanan, so what's the halacha? The halacha is going to go to Kula. The steamest Lashon in our Rambam also seems to be that when you have a Shail of Amir La'akum regarding an Isser, you go to Kula. Although Ayin Bekesef Mishnah, Mari Korkis, a lot going on. Doing the very, very abridged version. But the bottom line is you have the Ravid in the Rosh, and you have the Rambam. As it relates to the other Shittas, we have the Rosh in Hasachas Apoilim that says it's not anybody lo yivshita. The Gemara was poshet. We have the Raivit in the Asagis, which is a little bit unclear what the Raivit said. Oh, Bezich, he said go l'chumra. And we have the Smag that the Mishul Malach brings in the end of Hilchas Chiris that also says he go l'chumra based on the fact that it's anybody lo yivshita. So in the bottom line, it's a big shiloh. What's the halacha? Whether you're going to go l'kula or whether you're going to go l'chumra. Now, it's interesting. This tshuva from the Chassam Sofer is a tshuva we've spoken about over the years. It's a very, very important rei tshuva. The tshuva is actually addressing a tshuva in Shilas HaTshuvas Pnei Yeshua. That's what it's addressing. It's addressing a tshuva in Shilas HaTshuvas Pnei Yeshua. So who is the Shilas HaTshuvas Pnei Yeshua? It was the Baal Magine Shloima. It was the Zayda of the Pnei Yeshua. And the Zayda of the Pnei Yeshua, it's in Yerideya Simin Gimel. He says, there was a kasha that I had for 20 years. That's what he writes. 20 years I have this kasha. It's mamish been bothering me very, very badly. The kasha is going to sound a little bit familiar. Not the reisha of the kasha, the seif of the kasha. He says like this. He says, the Gemara has a shayla, can a yid tell a guy to go ahead and do a loisachsim shor b'dishoy for him? What's the shayla? Is there amir la'akim by an isab alma, or is there no amir la'akim by an isab alma? Freik, the Pnei Yeshua, I don't understand the shayla. It's posh that a yid shouldn't be able to tell a guy. Why not? Because the Gemara says above a mitziyah dafayin aleph amidei is that even though ain't shlichus l'nachri, but yes shlichus l'nachri, min ha-toyra l'chumra. Means, if somebody tells a nachri to be a shliach for him, l'chumra, there is shlichas. If that's the case, if someone tells a guy to go and be loisachsim shor b'dishoy for him, l'chumra, he's making him a shliach. If he's making him a shliach, then it should be a problem because of shluchas shel adam kamoisa. What are you going to tell me? Ain't shliach l'dvar aveira. But the Gemara says in Bava Metzia daf yura mebeis that the only time you say that ain't shliach l'dvar aveira, that's only if the shliach himself is a bar chiyuva. But if the shliach himself is not a bar chiyuva, you don't have divrei arab, divrei atam, divrei mishaimim, so there's no problem with ain't shliach l'dvar aveira. So he says, yoisim michof shonim, says the Pnei Yeshua, this kasha bothered me, that I don't understand what's the havam and you should be able to tell a guy to do loisachsim shor. Forget about amir la'akum. Poshi, you shouldn't be able to do it. You shouldn't be able to do it because you're making him a shliach. I ain't shlichas la'akum, l'chumra, yeh shlichas la'akum. I ain't shlichas varavera. No, because he's not a bar chiyuva. I mean, that is like the chotzer on the afyur on the beis, the mesachtes bavim tzi, he's not a bar chiyuva. And because he's not a bar chiyuva, it shouldn't be a problem. This is his kashi. He says that always bothered him in this gemara, perek asoichas apayla. After he asks his kashi, he says, I'll tell you another kashi that bothers me. And that is, why did Chazal even have to institute in the first place amir la'akum when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos? In Hilchos Shabbos, every Shabbos, say the same thing. Say, yei shlichos la'akum l'chumra, and there's no problem with yei shlichos la'aveira, because a guy is not mitzuv in Shabbos, he's not even allowed to keep Shabbos, and if that's the case, there's no divrei rab, divrei atam, divrei shayim, why do I need the Shabbos? So that second kasha is one of the most famous kashas ever, and there's so many terutzim to answer this kasha, right? You can't be mechal Shabbos and lomdus. That's the terrace that Chassam Soif always brings from the Beis Meir, that if you make someone a shliach to be mechal Shabbos for you, but if you're resting and you're singing ka'ech soif and you're braving a Shabbos, you're not mechal Shabbos. I am lomdus. You figured out a way to be mechal Shabbos. Chil Shabbos means that you didn't rest. And Lamais, at the end of the day, Harei Shavas, Ki Yodua. But the first kasha, this is not going to answer. At the end of the day, how are you going to give Zechan Eitzah with this kasha? Either way, this is a grosse zach that the Bnei Yeshua says. This truth from the Bnei Yeshua is famous for another reason. And that is because in this truva, he talks about Amir al-Akam by Nisulat, and he gets involved in our whole sukkah. And one of the things that came out in our Gemara is that there's Lifnei Ivel Leisite Michshol for a Yid to be machshel a guy to do an aveira, right? If they know a mitzvah on sirus, so a yud wouldn't be able to be machshel him to go ahead and to be misaris an animal. Pnei Yeshua says that I always had a chiddush that even though there's an issa lifneiva loisitim michshel by a ben noyach, but the issa lifneiva is not an issa deiraisa, it's only an issa derabban. I mean, lifneiva loisitim michshel is an issa deiraisa, but for a ben noyach, with Isurei Beinoyach, all it is an Isurei Rabbana. And this is a chiddush that underpins the whole beginning of Masechet Avodah Zarah, because that's the topic of the whole first 15-20 plot of Avodah Zarah. Lifnei Ivel Eisich, minus Dagalita. But that's what's going on in the beginning of Avodah Zarah. But the bottom line is, says the Pnei Yeshua, I'll tell you a chiddush. And that is that the Lifnei Ivel, when it comes to Beinoyach, is an Isurei Rabbana. Lifnei Ivel, when it comes to Beinoyach, is not an Isurei Reis. What's Pashup Shah? What would be the reason for it? So he says a Dover Nifla. He says, because the Gemara says, and this is Dover Be'itai Ma'atoiv, but the Gemara says that Rav Yatir Goyim, that Omad Vayamoided Eretz, that Ebishter saw that the Umay Sa'olam, not only did they not want to accept the Torah, by Kabbalah Satayra, but even the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach that they had, they stopped observing. So he says, you know what? You don't want the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach? Done. Mutter, fragt the Gemara, what? Mutter, they're off the hook. Shlo yehei chayte nisker. So the Gemara says, no. Avada dem mechuyev. But even if they do it, they're only going to get schal like a inu mitzvah voices. Listen to a chiddush neira. Mamish, dvarim mesukim medvash. Says the Pnei Yeshua, the Baal Magin Yishloimah. He says, if that's the case, the Gemara says that when a guy does Sheva Mitzvah Pnei Noech, he doesn't get schar anymore like a Mitzvah Vaisa. If he doesn't get schar like a Mitzvah Vaisa, that means on some level he's not Mitzvah Vaisa. Now it's true, it only manifests itself in the schar. But at the end of the day, the Gemara said, Rabbi Yatar Goyim. See, you're not really Mechuyev. If you're not really Mechuyev, if I'm Machshu, I wasn't really Oivel if Ne'ivel Leisik Demishel. So these are the two greatest Zachen that come out of this Tshuva, from this Shal Shuvah's Pnei Yeshua. And the Chassam Sofer is Mefalful in both of them, Ayin Shom. But the bottom line is this is what's coming out over here. So we have this greatest Shiloh when it comes to an Issa Lach. Do you have an Issa Amir Lachim? Do you not have an Amir Lachim? So what's the Halacha? Well, what's the Halacha in Shulchan Aruch? So it's actually brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought down in Hilchas Kile Behema from all places. Right, so interesting because it's such a fundamental shaila and it's literally like brought down in the most random halachas. The Gemara talks about it and regarding the issa to be Masaris Behema. The Rambam brings it as it relates to the issa to plant Kalayim and the Shulchan Aruch brings it in Yerideyasim and Reish Tzadik Zayin in the laws of Kile Behema. But either way, the Shulchan Aruch says, also the Yisrael Litein Behemtoi Lagoy Larvia. A Yitznan, I'll take his animal, give it to a guy to be Marvia the animal. The Ramah says, Vechein, call Amir Lagoy. It's not only true in Kila Behema, but it's true as it relates to all these surim. So, all these surim, this halacha is going to be in effect.